Where is she? Oh, this is really too much. Let me go and find out. Elle, we're waiting for you. Come on.
I'm busy. What do you want?
It's the game.
What game?
Never mind that keyboard. Look, Lacey's already in there. We've been waiting for hours.
Well, some of us have to bring home the bacon, you know. I'm really busy.
Yeah, but the thing is, we've got this game. It's all set up. We've been planning it for weeks. I've been downloading sound effects all week. I've got new speakers that I've plugged into the iPad to make it sound much better. I've got so many special effects. I'm even playing multiple characters. And Lacey's chomping at the bit in there. We just need you.
Right, is this game for you two?
Yes, it is. Don't be a spoil sport. Come on.
Okay, let me just get this clear. So this is for YouTube, and why is it so important?
Well, did you hear last week's story?
I must have done. Just let me think. Is this about the French poodle and the coffee morning?
Yes, that's the one.
Right. So why is this week so important then?
Well, it continues the story from last week.
Ah, and Lacey Lou's been planning this all week then?
Has she been planning it? Gosh, she's fit to be tied in there. She's waiting to get started.
Okay, so why do you need me so much?
Well, there's a restaurant, you see, and you've got to be Michelle. She's the manageress, and she's got to be French.
Oh, crumbs! So that means I have to brush up my French accent. Well, you'll have to tell Madame that she needs to wait 1 minute. I'll be there in just 1 minute.
Oh, now, come on, we don't have 1 minute. We don't!
I have to wait 1 minute, because I've got to finish this. Now, go on, pointy ears, get!
All right. She's coming, Lacey Lou.
Oh, what's the time? Oh, 11:15. It's ages till lunch yet. Bernie, will you get out of the way? You're in my light. How am I meant to see the screen from there? Stop sniffing round my backpack. You're not having any of my sandwiches. Why don't you get a wife to make you better ones? Now then, where was I? Hello?
Hi, Charlie. Is that you?
Well, I would assume so, as this is my mobile you're ringing. Yes, this is Charlie. Who's that?
Oh, it's Bert here. I was just wondering if you had time for a quick word.
One word? Or possibly two, as is you. As long as they're quick ones. What can I do for you, Bert?
Well, it's about Valentine's Day.
About what?
I said Valentine's Day. I was just wondering if you were planning on doing anything for Lacey this year.
Oh, honestly, Bert, how silly do you think I am? Lacey's a sensible girl. We've been together for years and we've never gone in for any of that silly commercial rubbish. Overpriced roses and tacky cards and chalky candy hearts with no flavour and nasty sickly chocolates and it's all just rubbish. Lacey knows how much she means to me all the year round. We don't need to have a day to say it on. And why are you bringing this up now anyway?
Well, you see, the thing is, Mr. Charlie, that do you remember the other day when Lacey had the coffee morning and all her friends came over?
Yes.
Well, she had to ask that horrible French poodle, you know, Boofy's friend, Parky's mother.
Oh, her, Mrs. Pinky. Yes, I know the one.
Well, she rubbed Lacey's nose in it about all the nice things she was going to get for Valentine's Day.
She didn't.
She did, and right in front of all her friends. Lacey's very loyal, as you know. She made the best of it she could. But I'm her brother. I know her. You, Crystal, and Boofy are more important to her than anything in the whole wide world, and she'd do anything for you and never ask for so much as a thank you. But take my word for it, Charlie. She's feeling a bit down about this whole thing. If you did something nice for her next Tuesday, you would give her such a boost.
I hear what you're saying, Bert. Thanks very much for letting me know about this. It's kind of been easy for you. I really do appreciate it.
No problem, Charlie. You know I don't interfere, but I just thought you'd want to know about this. You know, I haven't seen Lacey or her friends, for that matter, so annoyed about anything in a long time. Having champagne and roses and Paris for the weekend waved in front of their noses by that horrible Mrs. Pinky, they didn't deserve that, did they? They all work so hard.
Oh, I can quite imagine. It must have been absolutely horrible for Lacey. And for her friends, too, for that matter. Look, don't you worry any more about it, Bert. I absolutely see where you're coming from, and I'll do something about it. I'll arrange something. Don't worry any more. Thank you so much for calling, Bert. Bye-bye.
Bye, Charlie. See you soon.
I say, Bernie, are you going to be doing anything for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yes, of course we are. We don't usually go out, you know, way too crowded and expensive wherever you try and book. So I make the wife put her feet up and I cook dinner.
Oh, I didn't know you could cook, Bernie.
Well, you don't know everything, Charlie Baboon, I can tell you. Yes, I'm making my famous green banana curry. The kids are going to their grandma's. And then we're going to have a lovely evening watching sumo wrestling.
Oh, yes, that sounds very romantic. Sumo wrestling. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in all my life. Oh, well. Each to their own, I suppose. Champagne and roses and Paris for the weekend. I can't do that, especially not with Crit and Boofy to look after. But and she said it in front of all the girls. In front of all the girls. Let's see now. Is that you, Vic Velvet? It's Miss Charlie here, Lacey's husband. Yeah, I was wondering if I could just have a quick word with you about something. Well, yeah, I know, don't laugh, now don't laugh. I don't think I've gone mad, because I haven't. But it's about Valentine's Day. Yeah, I know, neither do we. But I just thought you might like to know what happened at Lacey's coffee morning. It was that horrible Mrs. Pinky. She started to go on and on about what she was going to do at Valentine's Day in front of Lacey and all the girls, including your wife. And they all got very upset about it. So I was just thinking that they're all a bit down in the mouth at the moment. And I just had this amazing idea of how we might be able to keep them. Mr. Tiger, could you bring those last two things from the table? There's just a few more dishes. Mr. Tiger! Oh, Lacey, dear, I've just sat down and had a very hard day at work. I've had a hard day too, Mr. Tiger. Please, could you bring... Oh, never mind. I'll get them. Yes, tell me your hard work, Buffy. Oh, yes, Mummy. Sorry, Mummy. Good girl, Crystal. You just keep on doing your sums, good girl, Kist. Get on with your homework, Buffy. Don't keep looking around. I don't want to have to tell you again. Did you have a good day at work, Mr. Charlie, dear? Oh, what did you say, Lacey, dear? I said, did you have a good day at work? Oh, not so bad, Lacey, dear. I've quite a few things to think about. Hey, stop that, Buffy! Give it back! I didn't do anything, Crystal. You did, Mummy! Buffy's taken my best pencil with the Suzy Sweet Corn pencil topper! Make him give it back to me! Oh, Crystal, Buffy, do stop that noise! I've got a splitting headache! Buffy! Give that back to Crystal! That's her pencil! Oh, by Regent, it's a nice pencil. I just wanted to use it to cut this in. Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Kisto. Here it is. Thank you, Boofy. Why don't you save your pocket money and get one for yourself instead of buying it sweets every week? Oh, I like sweets. But I could, I suppose. Oh, dear. I'll have to take an aspirin in a minute, Mr. Charlie, dear. Do you know where they are? Yes, I think they're in my bedside table. I'll go and get you one in a minute. Lacey, dear, you're looking absolutely worn out. I know. Well, the little ones were very noisy today. Listen, Lacey, dear, why don't you go out for a girls' night out one night next week? Oh, what? Well, you could have a girls' night out. You could ask Mrs. Velvet and Mrs. Bearble, Mrs. Lindsay Loopsy, Mrs. Primrose, Mrs. Tippy Tumbles. You could have a lovely time. We'd have to ask Mrs. Shoo Shoo as well. Couldn't leave her out. But phone and arrange it. Oh, Mr. Charlie, dear. You are lovely. Oh, well, I suppose I could ring the girls and see what night they're free. Maybe Wednesday night or Thursday night or... No, I can't do Wednesday night. It's the football on television. I mean, I might be a good baboon, but I'm not that good. I can't miss the football. And Thursday, it's the Baboons Rotary Club. It'll have to be Tuesday night. Tuesday night? All right. I'll get on the phone and see what the girls think. Hi, Mrs. Shushu. It's Lucy here. Listen, Mr. Charlie just had this most extraordinary idea and I wanted to get your thoughts. What do you think he suggested?
Tom Ward for Tracy. What can I find for you today?
Oh, hi, Tommy. It's Charlie Baboon here. How's it all going?
Beautiful, Charlie. Just beautiful. I've got the room I wanted upstairs at Chez Michel. Most expensive French nosh in town.
Oh, lovely.
But I'm a bit worried about the grub. You say your brother-in-law's doing the food?
Oh, don't worry about that, Tommy Tumbles. You can trust me. Bert can cook better than any chef I know. And he can do maitre d' duties too. Two for the price of one, see?
Right, I'll take your word for it, mate.
Oh, you can, you can. What about the wine and the flowers?
All under control, mate. Don't ruffle your fur. I've got a lovely crate of vintage Bollinger. No need to ask where it comes from. Ask no questions and I'll tell you no porkies. Know what I mean? But for you and the rest of me mates, the price will be very reasonable. I've got red roses on order from the best florist in town. They know Tommy Tumbles very well in there. Wink, wink.
Oh, Tommy, you are awful. And what about that other thing we were talking about? Now, that's really important. Are you on that?
Listen, Charlie, old mate. I've got a pal who's been to art school, and he's on the job even as we speak. Honest, anyone would think you didn't trust me. Don't you worry your head about nothing. Tommy Tumbles is on the case.
Hi, Mrs. Velvet. Yes, yes, I can see you. Oh, your new webcam is fantastic. That's a really good picture. All right, girls, everyone gather round. Can everyone hear me? This headset's not brilliant. Can everyone see me? Oh, good. Don't look at my hair once washing. Oh, let's hope Skype holds all of us. I haven't tried to do a conference this big on this laptop. Right, anyway, I just thought we ought to have a little chat while we can before all the kids get home from school about Tuesday night. Whee! Isn't it fantastic that all the boys have got together and said they'll babysit the kids while we go and have a few drinkies or several? I don't know, Shushu. I don't know who's given them a specially thoughtful pill. I don't know what's got into them all. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? I absolutely can't wait for it. It's going to be lovely. Yes, Mrs. Primrose, it's fantastic that they hired a people carrier for us. You were going to take yours, weren't you? But that would have meant that you couldn't have a drink. Now we can all have a few glasses of wine and a few cocktails. Yeah, that reminds me, which cocktail bar are we going to? Didn't you say you'd found a new one, Mrs. Babel? Yes, I've heard of Jagger's. Somebody said it was very good. What was that one that you found, Mrs. Tippy Tumbles? Maggie's, that's right. I've heard of that one too. Well, perhaps we could go to Jagger's first, and then if there's time, we could do Maggie's after that. They're not very far away from each other. I think they're both on the same road. So anyway, we'll talk about the schedule in a minute, but what did you say, Mrs. Velvet? Oh, yes, I was going to ask about that. How dressed up is everyone going to get? I mean, are we doing, like, smart casual, or are we doing dress to kill? No, nor me. No, yeah, I thought that. So what, dress to kill? Yeah, I've got this black dress with the silver sparkles that I haven't worn ever. And I've got these black shoes with the silver butterflies on them. No, I haven't worn it, not once. So I thought I'd wear that one. I'll send you pictures. Right. What are you wearing, Heidi? Miss Babel? by 7. We'll be in town by 7:30. We'll do cocktail bars until we have to go to dinner. The table's booked. Show Michelle's. The boys booked us a table at that posh restaurant, and they're picking up the bills. Isn't that fantastic of them? So, yeah, we'll be at Show Michelle's for 9, and we'll have a lovely dinner, and then the people carrier is going to come pick us up and bring us home. Oh, girls, isn't it going to be fantastic? No, Mrs. Velvet, they won't be carrying us home feet first. Oh, isn't it going to be wonderful? Well, Birch, how's it going?
All right. Everything's just about ready. I'm glad you got me those two girls, I can tell you. They've been a great help, they really have. They're keeping an eye on the food for a minute. Shouldn't they be here by now, Charlie? I hope they're not going to be too much longer. I don't want anything to spoil.
Oh, I hope not, but you know what girls are like when they get talking and drinking cocktails.
Oh, dear. I knew this whole surprise thing was a bad idea. They can backfire on you drastically.
Well, here they are, Bert. Here they are. They're coming. I can see the people carrier. Better get moving.
Ooh, come on. We better get up there. Michelle, they're here.
Oh, la la. All right, I am coming.
Don't you dare tell Mr. Charlie how many cocktails I had. I will tell Mr. Charlie that you had 16 cocktails. I did not have 16, Mrs. Velvet. I only had 3. You had 16. I did not.
Bonjour, madame. I am Madame Michelle, the manager of this establishment.
Oh, hello, Michelle. I'm so sorry we're a little bit late.
That is part of the problem, madame. But as it is Valentine's night, you will appreciate. All the tables downstairs are now full, so perhaps madame would not mind following me to the upstairs restaurant, where we have room for you.
Of course not, Madame Michelle. I didn't know you had an upstairs restaurant.
Ah, oui, indeed we do. Open only for special occasions. If you would like to follow me, ladies.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's very dark in here.
Oh, pardonnez-moi, madame. Je suis désolée. Let me turn on this light.
Surprise!
Ladies, are you ready for dinner?
Hello, Bert. Oh, did you do all this and something smells delicious?
We ordered it for you.
Oh, my goodness me. I absolutely can't believe this. This is just too amazing.
Gentlemen, let's get the ladies sat down. Lacey, dear, let me hold your chair. There you are. Do sit down. Here's your dinner napkin. There you are. You're queen for tonight, like all the girls are. There.
Some champagne, Lacey Lou?
Oh, well, I don't think I'll say no to a little glassy. Thank you very much. I think I can speak for all us girls. Thank you very much, Mr. Charlie, dear, and all you lovely boys, for giving us the